Winning a competition can boost the career of a young classical musician, but competitions often are criticized for picking winners based on connections more than talent. Participants in the Sphinx competitions say this contest is different. Established 5 years ago to encourage young black and Hispanic string players, the competition has been praised by critics and participants. From member station WDET in Detroit, Celeste Headley reports.
5 years ago, when he founded the Sphinx, Aaron Dworkin was pursuing a degree in violin performance at the University of Michigan. But as he prepared to launch his career in music, he found that the odds were stacked against him and other African-American musicians. One study of American orchestras found that less than 2% of members are black. And Dworkin feels it's no coincidence that over the past two decades, ticket sales have been steadily dropping.
I think that is the case because of the utter lack of diversity that you see across so much of the spectrum, from the music being performed to the musicians performing it to the audiences in attendance.
African Americans aren't the only ones missing from concert halls. Only 1.5% of American orchestra members are Latino. There are six orchestras in the country that don't have any black or Hispanic members. Violinist Sanford Allen was the first black musician to become a regular member of the New York Philharmonic in 1962. He says orchestras have yet to achieve a reasonable level of diversity.
If you look at the New York Philharmonic now and count the number of black players who are regular members of the orchestra, you come up with the same number that you came up with in 1962. Without drawing any particular conclusions, I would just present that.
New York Times music critic James A. Strike says the lack of diversity in America's orchestras is a serious problem, but he doesn't think prejudice is the cause.
In fact, I think most orchestras do have good audition systems these days, and they are blind auditions, so I don't think there's any active discrimination going on, at least among the major orchestras. But it's a very knotty problem.
Sanford Allen has been a member of the Sphinx Competition Board for 4 years. He says the Sphinx is unique in a number of ways, but most importantly, it's not overshadowed by questions of prejudice.
I think it's the only competition that I know of where a black or Latino player can enter feeling confident that if he or she does not win, that it won't be because they're either black or Latino. I think that immediately separates it from everything else.
But the Sphinx is distinctive in other ways, too. Aaron Dworkin says he wanted to create a competition that didn't have the negative effects that so many of these contests have. And 17-year-old violinist Gareth Johnson thinks he's achieved that. Johnson took first place in last year's contest, and he's won several other competitions as well. He says many competitions can be frustrating because it doesn't seem like the best musician wins.
Some of them are based on pure politics and who knows who, but the Sphinx really isn't like that. They judge it on who the best player is.
The Sphinx uses an open adjudication system. Jury members are required to fill out full-page responses for each competitor and to speak to musicians one-on-one to defend their decisions. But Dworkin says he's also tried to create an event that educates. Competitors are coached by renowned string players like Yo-Yo Ma and Itzhak Perlman. Many are given instruments to use for a year or receive scholarships to top summer music institutions. Finalists are also given recital opportunities with 25 American orchestras, including Cleveland, Chicago, Boston, and Detroit. Dworkin says he even requires the semifinalists to room together.
And I think that fosters in them the sense of being musicians. I think they really get a sense that it's about the music and it's about all of them as a peer group and what they're doing to kind of change the face of classical music.
Critic James A. Strike says he was impressed by the caliber of the musicians he heard during last year's competition.
As always in a competition like this, I can't say that one who won is immeasurably better than one who didn't, but by and large, these are wonderful performers. And I'm not sure that just winning the competition is the most important thing here, as it is in so many other competitions. I think the important thing is to get recognition for all of these kids, and I think that's all to the good.
The competition has succeeded in attracting attention. Dworkin says the Detroit Symphony Orchestra contacted him about collaborating on the Sphinx this year. He says this partnership with the orchestra is a major step forward for the relatively young Sphinx competition. He and his wife started it 5 years ago with a budget of $60,000. Now the annual budget is $750,000.
as my dad actually always said, is that in founding Sphinx, I came up with the most elaborate way to avoid practicing. It does take up a lot of my time, obviously, to try and build and develop these resources and to develop partnerships so that we can really have a real impact and a lasting impact, which is very, very important, not just something that happens for a couple of years and then peters away.
2002 Sphinx laureate Gareth Johnson and the Detroit Symphony Orchestra will perform in Orchestra Hall tonight as this year's Sphinx competition ends and three new winners are named. For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headley in Detroit.